Alarmists Warn of Looming Scary Climate Change Threshold for Earth. By Thomas D. Williams, Ph.D. on November 28, 2023. Climate alarmists at Vox urge humanity to stop burning fossil fuels because the window to act on climate change is closing. Sparing no hyperbolic flourish, climate writer Umair Irfan asserts that 2023 has been a year of extraordinary drought, deadly rainfall, and searing heat waves thanks to global warming. The year 2023 is on track to be the hottest year measured in human history, Irfan adds, meaning of course since 1880, when any sort of reliable temperature tracking records began. This year may also mark the first time global average temperatures have risen above a critical line, providing a glimpse into a world where humanity fails to get climate change under control, the article ominously cautions. Such a record-breaking year presents a vivid example of the conditions that may soon become typical in a warmer world, or even on the cooler end of possibilities, Irfan asserts. Thus, for people concerned about the devastating effects of climate change, it's ramping up the urgency to keep greenhouse gases in check, he insists. Much of the world is reeling this year from disasters unlike any they've ever witnessed, he contends, which means the pressure is stronger than ever for countries to take bigger steps to stop climate change from getting worse. In his breathless essay, Irfan cites several experts but oddly refrains from interviewing any of the 1,600 scientists, including two Nobel Prize winners, who published an important declaration last summer arguing that there is no climate emergency and therefore, there is no cause for panic and alarm. Extinction Rebellion climate protesters take over NYC museums, die in front of T-Rex fossil. The declaration noted, for example, that climate models have proven inadequate for predicting global warming, that carbon dioxide, CO2, is not a pollutant, and that climate change has not increased natural disasters. There is no statistical evidence that global warming is intensifying hurricanes, floods, droughts and such like natural disasters, or making them more frequent, the document stated. However, there is ample evidence that CO2 mitigation measures are as damaging as they are costly. Climate science has degenerated into a discussion based on beliefs, not on sound self-critical science, the scholars observed. Scientists should openly address uncertainties and exaggerations in their predictions of global warming, while politicians should dispassionately count the real costs as well as the imagined benefits of their policy measures, they declared. Follow at Williams from